Knights with the lead in the basketball into the front court. Cam Thomas at the top of the circle. Looking to get rid of it. He'll pass it away. Catch and you know, 3 second call looks like away from the ball. Brooke Lopez, I got to think, is the guilty party. So we'll have a free throw for Mikael Bridges. Mentioned Bridges, 91% this season. Bridges has been known to get going himself. He had that playoff high 27 points in game two against the Bucks when he was with the Suns in the finals a couple years ago. And he's another one that can get going in a hurry. Tonight it's been him and Cam Thomas. Now 19 for Bridges, 26 for Thomas. And here's a pass to the corner. They work it around back out to Bridges. Bridges takes it inside, and he hit the long arm of Brooke Lopez in his way, so he tried to pass it away, and in the process sent it out of bounds. They were going to say Bucks ball, but now coming in from behind, Sheree Mitchell comes in to say she saw it off of the Bucks. So with 4 seconds to go, it's going to stay with Brooklyn here. Out of bounds. Bridges will send it in. 5:52 to play in the third. 84-79 lead for the Nets. Inbound pass goes to O'Neal. He'll send out top. Long three from Cam Thomas, who hit that one from Dame range right in front of Dame. He was on the logo when he let that one fly. Oh, goodness. So that's going to stretch that lead. And here's a three-pointer on the way from Crowder. He misses from the near wing, and the lead is eight now and counting for the Nets, who have the chance to extend it further. Over-the-shoulder pass from Bridges. Gets it to the left wing. Now gets it right back. He's at the top of the arc, defended by Lopez. Drives in on Brooke. It takes it right by him and lays it in. Largest lead of 10 now for Brooklyn. They're on a 13-3 run. Lillard the other direction with it. Bounce pass to Portis. Portis looks left, sends right. Gets it to Crowder. Now right back to Portis. 10 to shoot. Bobby defended by Finney-Smith. Turns around. Kisses it off the window. No good. Lopez trying to keep it alive. Does. And somehow Crowder comes from behind the play and catches that ball and lays it in on close. 8-point game. 4:47 to go in the third. Can the Bucks get some stops, though? That has been the operative question throughout this early part of the season. Cam Thomas working on Connaughton. Step back jumper on the way. That's no good. It would have been just inside the arc. Couldn't hit it. And Milwaukee will go the other way. Lillard's into the front court. He's got it on the left wing. Right-hand dribble. Takes it out top. Thought about the three. Passes it to Lopez. Lopez is left alone. And he was almost so alone he couldn't believe it. And he missed an open shot from 12 feet. Way too strong. So Brooklyn has it going the other way. Thomas will send out top. Three-pointer on the way. Dinwiddie misses short. Rebounded by Lillard. Dame goes the other way now into the front court. Feeds ahead to Connaughton. Behind the play, Crowder. He lets it fly. Three-pointer misses short. Brooklyn's got the basketball with inside of 4 minutes to play now. 3:56 to go in the third. And a timeout coming from Brooklyn. So we will take it with them. 3:53 to go in the third quarter. Milwaukee still struggling to get those stops here tonight. Brooklyn has connected on 53% of their shots, 41% from distance. Now these words, this is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, "I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget." And you'll go, "Hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security." And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Well, it's been a tough quarter for the Bucks defensively. Brooklyn has stretched out to an 89-81 advantage with 3:53 to go. Before we do anything else, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the BMO Bucks radio network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, the ball belongs to the Nets. We're brought to you by BMO. They're the official bank of the Bucks. Carry the team in your wallet. Learn more at BMO.com/Bucks. It is Brooklyn ball. Cam Thomas elevates, misses a three-pointer from the left wing, rebounded by Portis. Bridges and Thomas have 18 of the Bucks, or I should say the Nets, 22 third quarter points so far. And they have been a handful for the Bucks on that side. Giannis runs into a double team. He had both. It was Royce O'Neal along with Dennis Smith around him in the low block, and the foul was charged on Smith. First foul on Dennis Smith. So the Bucks will have the basketball. Three team fouls now on the Nets. Marjon Beauchamp's in the game. He's got it on the left wing. Passes over to the right wing. A head fake from Campaign. Feeds to the charging Giannis, who caught it behind him and then laid it in up close. Use that long arm to reach behind him and lasso in that pass. And Milwaukee's back to within six. 89-83. Brooklyn with a lead in the basketball. A little head fake. Lonnie Thomas goes into the air. Walker couldn't hit it, rather, and the rebound tipped over to Giannis. Giannis going the other way with it for the Bucks now. Chance to cut a little further into that deficit. Trailing 89-83. Portis takes the pass right of the lane. Going to shovel it out top to Giannis. Thought about the three. Now he's going to step inside the arc and pull up, and he connects from 16 and a half feet out. Mid-range jumper there for Giannis. Good-looking shot. Brooklyn goes the other way. Four-point game. Milwaukee back to within four. Thomas, can they slow him down? We got a whistle, and we may have another defensive three-second call against the Bucks. Wow. I think this might have been Portis. So it's going to send Cam Thomas to the line. His free throw is good. Back to a five-point advantage. We've been sitting about this area going all the way back to the second quarter when Milwaukee had as large as a seven-point lead. Brooklyn's got the basketball. Cam Thomas works it to the near wing right. Lonnie Walker misses a three short. Long rebound picked up by Crowder going the other way for the Bucks. No-look feed ahead to the charging Portis, who got fouled going up strong. He'll have two shots in front of him with 2:18 to play here in this third quarter. Milwaukee trying to give Brooklyn a little dose of their own medicine. Bucks have not fared particularly well in transition either way this season, and tonight has been no exception. 15-6, they've now been outscored in fast break points by the Nets. First of two free throws is good for Portis here. Lead back down to four. Can Bobby cut it to three? Portis led the bench in scoring, first three games of the season, coming off of a game that saw him score just 4 points, though, against the Knicks in his 16 minutes. However, tonight, Bobby's been good at the line where he's hit all four of his free throws. So it's back to a three-point game now. Dennis Smith Jr. attacks on Portis, couldn't hit the shot. Rebound tipped a couple times, but out of bounds and off of Brooklyn. That was De'Ron Sharp trying to tip it to himself, but the big man could not corral it. Sharp, only bench player to play all seven games for the Nets this season. He's been very good on the glass. Here comes Payne passing it to the right wing. Gets it to Beauchamp. Beauchamp slashes his way inside. Nice dish to Portis with a layup underneath. And the Bucks have cut the deficit to one now. So here comes Brooklyn the other direction. Ball is knocked away. It's going to be over to Portis. He feeds ahead to Beauchamp behind the pack. Here he goes. Wait a second. Wave off the dunk. A traveling call against Marjon Beauchamp. Oh, he's going to see that in his sleep. Marjon, we talk about it, loves going off 2 feet. And that time took an extra step before he got a chance to dunk it. Would have given the Bucks a 1 point lead. Instead, they still trail by one with 1:37 to go. Those learning moments for the youngster out of Washington. He'll have the distinction of trying to right the ship after that. He goes back to work on defense. It's Brooklyn basketball now. It's going to be Bridges out there along with Ben Simmons as he tries to get around a screen from Simmons. They feed it to the left side, and a confident shot from the left wing from Royce O'Neal as he bangs it home. So Bucks had a chance to get a one-point lead. Instead, it's Brooklyn back ahead by four now instead. Payne on the other side. Little floater off the window. Nice-looking shot down the left side of the lane. Back to a two-point game, 93-91. Can the Bucks get a stop? Bridges around the screen from Simmons. Gets it to O'Neal. Back out top to Bridges. He'll feed Simmons. Simmons rifles into the corner. We got a turnover. Walker had his outside foot on the sideline, and the Bucks will get it back. Another chance to pull even. A minute to play in the third quarter. Bucks have the basketball now, going the other way. They've got it in the front court with Payne on the left wing. Fake the pass right, sends to Giannis, left of the lane. Giannis slings it back out to Payne, works it to Beauchamp now on the right side, a three-pointer on the way, and Crowder sticks it from the right side. Jay Crowder has now hit four three-pointers for a second consecutive game, matching his high as a Buck. And Milwaukee has reclaimed the lead at 94-93 on a Michelob Ultra 3. Here's a bounce pass to Bridges. He had the ball knocked away, but a foul on the reach-in going against Jay Crowder. 27.9 seconds to go now here in the third. Brooklyn will have it out of bounds. That was the last foul to give for Milwaukee. Bucks with their first lead since it was 58-55. They lead it now 94-93. And actually, they're going to give him a shooting foul here. That is curious. Free throw misses on the first for Bridges. I just did not see him in continuation there, but there was really no argument, so perhaps the joke's on me. Checking out of the game, Lonnie Walker. He's replaced by Smith. Another free throw now for Bridges, who does not miss very frequently. 91% at the line. Last year played 83 games. How do you play 83 regular season games? Well, you get traded in season. One team had more games than the other team remaining on the schedule. Knocks down the second, and we're tied at 94. Payne's got it on the near wing left for the Bucks. Defended by Smith. Trying to get around a Giannis screen. Feeds to Portis. Portis lofts it back to Giannis. Had a tippet to himself with seven to shoot. The big man working on Simmons. Passes out. Portis squeezes off the three. Too strong, but the tip-in misses from Beauchamp as well. Long rebound. Kept alive. Crowder taps it to Payne. Payne lobs up to Giannis, who lays it in with a foul. But wait a second. They're going to say basket interference. I'll tell you what. We were almost directly in line with that shot. Giannis can't believe it. With 0.2 seconds left now, this is really hard to believe. I'd love to see another view of this. So, as of now, Giannis should have another free throw because he was even fouled in the process. He had his back to the basket. And the Bucks are going to challenge this. It's with 0.2 seconds remaining in the third quarter. And here's the question. If it was a foul, do you have an opportunity to add the foul on? Would he have a three-point play opportunity? Because it sure looked like he was fouled on the play. So I have not seen, again, usually we've got a monitor, but there's no monitor set up for us tonight to see this replay. So we're kind of working with everyone else out here. We'll watch the the Jumbotron and see if they put something up. But to the naked eye, it sure looked like a clean shot from Giannis. The way we are lined up from our vantage point here at Barclays Center, I thought it looked like he did not interfere with that. But again, as we see this thing, let's see. As Giannis went up. Yeah, that ball was not going in. No way. That ball was not going into the cylinder without the help from Giannis. There are. It's almost like it was the goaltending against his own teammate is what they're suggesting. But that ball was definitely, it appeared, on its way short. So with 0.2 seconds remaining in this third quarter, we'll see what the ruling is here. We're going to get our official ruling from Courtney Kirkland, who will give us an announcement. We'll see if we can hear it. So they overturned the call, as I thought they probably should have, and the Bucks are going to get points for that. It was a masterful job of coordination from Giannis, who again had his back to the basket and was jumping backward when he guided that ball through. So count the bucket, and Milwaukee's got a 96-94 lead. There was no foul, they'll say, but the Bucks with that, not only did they get the points, but they saved the challenge for later should they need it. Yeah, that was a miss, and everybody on the Bucks bench and on the floor was arguing so much. So a good challenge there, and Milwaukee's got a 96-94 lead. 0.2 seconds left. This will be merely a formality to inbound the basketball, as the Bucks have claimed the lead on the fourth lead change of the night. So we wait for Spencer Dinwiddie to inbound the ball here, as he'll send it in with his team trailing yet again after they led by as many as 10 in that quarter. Inbound pass to Smith. He can't do anything with it. And that's the way the third quarter comes to a close. This one going back and forth. Been a good game. 96-94. Can the Bucks get some stops in the fourth quarter? We'll find out. That's coming your way right after these words on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Bucks Bar Network, presented by Michelob Ultra and Bally Sports Wisconsin, boasts the best spots to cheer on the deer when you're not at Fiserv Forum. With official Bucks Bar Network locations throughout the entire state, you can catch every single game. Pair the edge of your seat action, freakish plays, and championship-caliber Bucks basketball with a Michelob Ultra. Visit bucks.com/bars to find the Bucks Bar Network location near you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Providing the largest cancer clinical trials treatment program in Wisconsin is more than a statistic. It means offering you more options. It means more hope. At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, people are the driving force behind providing the most advanced, most powerful cancer care available. We push further, learn more, and lead the way. That's how we do everything humanly possible for life without cancer. To find out how dedication fuels breakthrough cancer care, visit frederick.com/cancer.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. It's a great time for upgraded appliances. We carry the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Criterion Appliances offer great features at a great price. Right now, get a Criterion side-by-side stainless steel refrigerator for $1,144.97 after 11% off. Good through November 12th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Well, the Bucks use a 57% shooting effort in the third quarter to take a two-point lead going into the fourth now. We welcome you back to Barclays Center. 96-94 is our score. Bucks have won 11 of the last 13 regular season games here. Can they keep that run of success going against a Nets team that comes in 3-3 this season? The Bucks 3-2, still trying to find themselves. The Nets Under their third-year coach, Jacques Vaughn, they've got a better feel for their operation, even though their roster shifted over midway through last year. Bucks with a basketball going right to left to start things here in the fourth. Middleton was crossing over on Finney-Smith, bounced it off of Smith and out of bounds. Bucks will have it with 13 to shoot. It's Beauchamp, Giannis, Payne, along with Portis and Middleton to start things here in the fourth. They are countered by Thomas, Bridges, Finney-Smith, Simmons, and O'Neal. Middleton fires away from three, and he splashes it through from straight on. Michelob Ultra three for Chris Middleton, his first one of the night. He's got 11 points now. Brooklyn the other way with it. They're going to try to answer. Long three from the left side, and Royce O'Neal knocks one down. So trading three-pointers to start things here in the fourth. Back to a two-point game. Payne feeds it off to Portis. Portis driving on Bridges. Takes it in on him. Swivels before he works it out. Giannis had the eye of a guy who wanted to shoot another three. He's missed all five of them tonight. Instead, passes to Portis. Portis couldn't hit the baseline jumper. Rebound is going to be corralled by O'Neal, who sinks his talons in before he passes it away now to Simmons. Simmons will hand it off now back to O'Neal. Weaving his way through defenders, works it to the right wing. Finney-Smith back to O'Neal on the left wing. Calling for a handoff. He'll get it to Thomas. Cam Thomas, top of the arc. He's picked up by Portis. Going to pull up, puts up a contested three. Back iron too strong. Rebound tapped out, though, and another chance for the Nets. They work it out top. Ball going to be taken away by Portis. It was handled loosely by O'Neal. Portis going the other way. Had the ball knocked away by O'Neal. He'll feed the corner. Three-pointer on the way from Cam Payne, who hits it. He was behind the backboard, essentially, with an odd angle when he let that shot go. He was that deep in the corner, but he hits it, and the Bucks have a five-point lead. On the other side, a three-pointer misses. That was Finney-Smith who couldn't hit on the corner. Bucks go the other way. Middleton's into the front court. 102-97. Middleton throws the pass. It was deflected. Now it's a fight for the loose ball. It goes out of bounds. Who to touch last? Finney-Smith, they'll say. Sheree Mitchell was right in front of Finney-Smith and Middleton or Portis, who were fighting for that ball. And it is going to be Milwaukee basketball with 12 to shoot. Nearly 2 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter of a 102-97 game that has seen four lead changes. Most recently, late in the third quarter when the Bucks made up a 10-point deficit. Giannis turns the corner. He'll take it all the way inside. A grown man's dunk. He comes away flexing, going the other way. 104-97. Bucks out in front. Here's Brooklyn the other way. Largest lead of the game for the Bucks has been eight. Thomas drives. He puts the shot off the window and good. Takes it down low. Milwaukee going the other way. Bucks on a 25-10 run. Giannis drives inside. He gets fouled by Finney-Smith. He was trying to take it right at the heart of that defense yet again. Well, Giannis trying to finish this game the way he started it, and that is with some aggressive play driving inside and attacking an undersized Brooklyn team that's playing without Nick Claxton tonight. The 6'11", 215-pound shot blocker out of Georgia. That foul was on Ben Simmons, who is doing his best to fill that void. Simmons in 24 minutes, has just the 2 points, but he's got 11 rebounds and four assists. Giannis at the line tonight has only been there for two shots. He went one for two. Here's his first of two. It's on the way, and it's good. Good-looking release there. Stretches the lead to six. You can hear a lot of Bucks fans here. I saw a bunch of them walking around the concourse, and Giannis fans kind of follow everywhere, but in particular in New York, there's going to be some cheeseheads floating around. Giannis, one bounce of the ball. His second free throw is up, and it's good. So a perfect trip to the line for the Greek Freak, who now sits with 27 points to go with his 9 rebounds and 2 assists. Bucks by 7. Brooklyn with the basketball. Bridges puts up a tough shot. Portis gets in the way and alters it. It's rebounded by Middleton ahead to Giannis. Giannis, a little hop step in the midcourt. He had the ball poked free, but was he fouled? Yes, he was. Well, Giannis is starting to get into that foul magnet mode where he is eliciting one whistle after another. Lowering his head, he's attacking full speed. And the basketball will belong to Milwaukee as O'Neal gets called for another. He's got three. Inbound pass to Giannis. He goes back to work again. Into a crowd. Feeds underneath. Good pass underneath to Portis for the easy lay-in. And there's a timeout. from the Nets. Well, Brooklyn has seen Milwaukee battle their way back into this thing. We'll take a timeout with them. 9:16 remaining in the fourth quarter. Milwaukee, who trailed by as many as 10 points, including in the third quarter. They have battled their way back. They've got their largest lead of 9. We'll be back after these words. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is Civic Media. This is Civic Media.
Bucks.com/bars.
Well, the Bucks have a 108-99 lead with still 9:16 to go in the fourth. How did we get here, you might ask? Well, funny you should ask. Let's take a look at our fourth quarter. Quarter 4 of 2023 is underway, and people should be focusing on insurance plans for next year, and Network Health can help. They make insurance affordable and understandable if you're looking for individual coverage, Medicare Advantage plans, or even coverage from your employees. Visit NetworkHealth.com. They've got a plan for you. Fourth quarter so far, the Bucks have outscored the Nets 12-5. They have hit 4 of their 5 shots, a couple threes, and they've started to get stops, including this time. Here's a drive inside ball, knocked away, picked up by Giannis. Payne came away with it. Now Giannis driving the other direction. He puts the shot up, no good. Couldn't hit it, wanted a foul, didn't get the call, but Brooklyn now with numbers the other way. Thomas goes bowling right into Cam Payne, draws the whistle, and hits the shot with a foul. So the Bucks had a 7-point lead. It is about to be cut potentially to 4. Giannis looked to have good positioning running up the floor one way, but couldn't get it to work, and conversely, the Nets turn the tables on Milwaukee, and ultimately, they end up getting 3 points potentially here, assuming Thomas knocks down this free throw to the Bucks' empty-handed possession, and instead of going ahead by, it would have put them by double digits, it is Brooklyn with a chance to cut it closer than that. Now, the scoreboard has not reflected that make just yet. It was 108. Am I just dreaming this up, or was it 108-101? No, they did. I stand corrected. It was, they got the points on the board, and he knocks down the free throw. So the Bucks, in that sense, actually could have stretched it to an 11-point lead, but instead, it now sits a 6-point contest. Lillard fakes the shot, feeds to Payne. Payne hoists up a 3, but missed it strong from the near wing. Rebounded by Simmons. Now Brooklyn's looking to make its move. Transition 3 on the way. Back iron strong on the jumper from Bridges, and Milwaukee will go the other way. Lillard ahead to Crowder. Crowder sends to the corner. Payne drives laterally, kisses it off the window, no good. Rebound tapped out. It goes right to Lonnie Walker. Bucks are back defensively, so Brooklyn will have to set up in the half court. Walker crossing over on Lillard, passes out top, gets it to Thomas. Thomas defended by Portis. He's going to put up a fading jumper. Front iron no good, but an offensive rebound pulled down underneath. That was taken by Finney Smith. He hands to Bridges, who goes right through the teeth of the defense and lays it in up close to make it a four-point game. So Milwaukee will go the other direction with it now. Leads down to four. They were up by as many as 10, or by nine. Here's a ball knocked away from Portis. He loses it, picked up by Finney Smith. And now Bobby, perhaps a frustration foul going the other way. Now what's the ruling going to be here? Because you could have potentially, I don't know if there's a clear pass situation or so much as a transition situation. Is this an open court foul, which would mean a free throw and possession? Well, it looks like they're going to talk about that very fact. So the flagrant would, of course, be, well, behind it. Let's see what they were looking at, first of all. I did not see the actual foul as it occurred with Bobby Portis getting tangled up. But they are looking at this thing to see if it is a common foul or a flagrant here. So we'll find out what the ruling is. They'll go to the monitors. Our broadcast brought to you by Pick and Save. They are the official grocer of the Bucks with a Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. Well, the second half has been a tough one to not have a monitor to see this. We've had a lot of reviews. Well, okay, now they're going to put it on the Jumbotron. And we can kind of take a peek at this thing to see behind the play as he knocked him down. I'm going to see if we can get one more look. Grab the jersey. Well, we'll find out. Our crew is still huddled up right now. For the Bucks, next on the ledger, it's a home game with Detroit on Wednesday night. That'll be the front of a back-to-back with a home-road back-to-back looming. Detroit, then Indianapolis on Thursday. You'll have back-to-back games on the road with Orlando coming up after that on Saturday. But in the here and now, work to be done. 108-104 our score, 7:38 still to play here in this fourth quarter. And they're still adjudicating, and makes you wonder if what exactly they're looking at as they talk with the folks in Secaucus, New York as well, to try to figure it all out. Well, for Milwaukee, we've seen some good, we've seen some bad. The defense has shown signs, but once again, tonight, another night where they're having a hard time consistently shutting down Brooklyn. That is going to be the biggest work in progress, I suspect, about this whole thing. Of course, the offense, too, in terms of the spacing, it just hasn't been flowing quite the way they'd like, but even through that all, their Bucks are shooting the ball at a clip of 50% and putting up big numbers here tonight. But a Bucks defense that came in 26th in the league against a Brooklyn defense that was rated 23rd in efficiency. And the numbers have borne out tonight. All right, here comes our ruling. As we'll hear from Courtney Kirkland momentarily. Okay, common foul. I don't think our feed is working from the official's mic here tonight either. But I think he said it was a common foul. And so Brooklyn's just going to have the ball on the side. Boy, that seems like a good break for the Bucks. Brooklyn was running. Now, the difference was Milwaukee did have defenders back, but they were moving in transition, and that's where Brooklyn wants to be. So, as it turns out, a pretty good foul from Bobby Portis there. As Portis gets charged with what'll be his first. And for the Bucks, it's team foul number two. We are sitting 108-104. Milwaukee trying to hold on down the stretch, and Jacques Vaughn now, the head coach for the Nets, is out there, and he's arguing his case. And I think if I'm Jacques Vaughn, I'm pretty frustrated too, because it was an opportunity that just essentially went for naught when Portis grabbed a hold of the jersey, dragged his man down behind the play. So Milwaukee catches a break. We'll see if they can take advantage. Bridges works it to the left wing. It's a catch and shoot three from Lonnie Walker, who zeroes in and drills it. So Maybe it wasn't a break for the Bucks, because instead of getting two in transition, they'll get three, and they cut the deficit to one. Here's Lopez on the other side for Milwaukee now. Neither team has been able to secure leads throughout this one. Crowder trying to answer. His three ball misses way inside, but the rebound tapped out by Lopez, out top to Lillard. Dame's got 16 points. We're getting to that time now. Lillard drives inside, rifles into the corner. No-look feed from Payne to Lopez, but Lopez couldn't hit the three, and then the point-blank tip-in misses from Lillard. Brooklyn catches a break going their way. Now Thomas challenges on Lopez, puts it over him, and hits it anyway. And Brooklyn has reclaimed the lead at 109-108. A couple great looks for the Bucks go for naught. A 10-0 scoring run from the Nets has given them the one-point lead on our fifth lead change of the night. The Bucks need a sixth. Giannis back on his feet, getting set to check in. Lillard feeds to Connaughton. He'll flick the wrist. Three ball misses back iron. Rebounded by Cam Thomas. Thomas had the ball knocked away by Lillard, but it rolls free, and it's picked up by Walker. Brooklyn ball. They work it to the corner. Here's a three-pointer. Misses off the backboard, but the rebound right to Thomas, who lays it in. Finney-Smith missed badly on the three, but the ball goes in anyway. Brooklyn finding a way to score against the Bucks. They have gone on what is now a 12-0 scoring run as we sit 6:13 remaining in the fourth at Barclays Center. Now this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
With NBA League Pass, you get so much game.
Even regular season games?
Yep.
Even some of the in-season tournament?
Mm-hmm.
Can I watch home and away team broadcasts?
Oh, yeah.
Can I watch from my phone while I take a long bath?
Sure.
And if my team wins, can I stand up super fast and splash water everywhere and scream, yes, that's right!
Hey, could we get a normal fan for this commercial? Subscribe at NBA.com/League Pass today. Only select out-of-market games available and local blackout restrictions apply. Additional charges and other conditions may apply. Visit NBA.com/subscriber agreement for full terms and conditions.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details on rents. Letter 2023.
Three-point game with 6:13 to go here in the fourth. Fasten your seatbelts. Looks like we got another tight one brewing tonight. Dare I say, is it Dame time? Well, we'll find out. Damian Lillard. And the past two close games Milwaukee has played to open the season has put on quite a show down the stretch. He had 14 late in the season opener against Philly. He had 15 late last time out against the Knicks. And right now he's sitting with 16 points on a mere 4 of 12 from the floor. So the Bucks have the basketball. They trail by three. It's a 12-0 scoring run for the Brooklyn Nets. It's Connaughton along with Crowder, Giannis, Lillard, and Lopez. Lillard going to fire up a three on cue. That one misses, but Connaughton is there to clean it up. Missed it well short, but Connaughton was right where he needed to be to lay it right back up and in. It's a one-point game, 111-110. Bucks will take their points any way they can. Here's Walker, shovels it off to Simmons. Simmons will give it now. So Walker drives inside. He gets fouled by Lopez and puts the shot up no good, but he was fouled, so he's got a couple free throws coming. And actually, yeah, that was... Walker. So Walker will go to the free throw line for two shots in front of him. He's been great off the bench. Lonnie Walker had 31 points against the Bucks back on the 20th of March of 2021. That was his career high. A game that saw him hit 5 3-pointers. And actually, they're going to say that ball, that foul is on the floor, so no shot. Inbound pass coming from Thomas. He gets it to Simmons. Simmons will hand it off to Walker. Trying to get around a Ben Simmons screen. Shakes the defense from Connaughton. Puts up the pull-up jumper and hits it from 17. Lonnie Walker, good-looking shot right there. Walker now 8 of 13 with 19 points coming off the bench. Lillard drives. He takes it inside. He gets the shot to fall. Scooped it up with the left hand off the window, hung on the front of the rim, but settled through. So here comes Brooklyn the other direction. Pass out to the far wing left. Bridges has it around the screen from Simmons. Takes it underneath. He gets fouled by Lopez trying to drive in on him. So with 5:07 to play here in the fourth, that'll send Mikal Bridges to the free throw line for two shots. Bucks now one away from entering into the penalty. Only two team fouls going against Brooklyn, who's in the midst of a 14-4 run over the last 3.5 minutes. Chance to make it 15-4, and Bridges will do just that. He knocks down the first of two. Lopez called for his third foul right there. Nobody in foul trouble on either side of the floor here tonight. Another free throw from the 27-year-old out of Villanova, and he hits them both. Bridges tonight now with 27 points, trailing only Cam Thomas, who's got the 39 for the Nets tonight. Giannis beats the pass off to Crowder, who's cooled off, missed the shot. Rebound tipped out from Lopez to Giannis. His three ball misses, but another rebound out to Giannis. He'll try another three, and this time he splashes it through. Giannis, if at first you don't succeed, try again, or in this case, try six times more. Three-pointer on the other side misses. Giannis gobbles up the rebound, and we are deadlocked at 115. Giannis missed his first six threes of the night, including one right before he hit that one. This is a guy who is never fazed, no matter what's staring at him. Giannis spins inside, corkscrews down the lane, draws the whistle on the foul, and the Greek Freak is going back to the free throw line. He's got 30 points now to go with 10 make it 9 rebounds. He was fouled by Ben Simmons underneath. Now can he make his free throws in crunch time? And he does officially have 10 rebounds now they give him. So he's got a double-double with 30 and 10 tonight as he goes through his free throw shooting motion. Now he gets the ball from Michael Smith. Puts it in his hand, spins it once to give the Bucks the lead again. Trying for a sixth lead change tonight. Got it. Chris Middleton just checking into the game now. He'll replace Pat Connaughton. Middleton has played 17 minutes, so he should have a little bit of run left. He's been on a minute count here throughout the early part of this season, coming back from the offseason knee surgery. Season high, 21 minutes played last time out. And with 4:22 to go, Giannis can give the Bucks a two-point lead. Back and forth we go. A deep breath. Second free throw. It's pure. Can Giannis carry the day here late now for Milwaukee after Damian Lillard has done so in each of the last two close games? Here comes Brooklyn the other way. Can the Bucks get a stop? Bridges working inside of Lopez. He's chasing after him. Takes it underneath the rim. Now he's got it outside. On the near side, moving laterally, puts up a fading shot, and he hits it from 8 feet. Bridges was just too much, and for the big man Lopez to have to chase him all over the court is asking an awful lot. Here's a pocket pass from Lillard, gets it to Giannis. Giannis goes at Simmons, floats it up with the right hand, can't hit it. Rebound pulled down by Simmons, going the other way for Brooklyn now. Milwaukee scrambling back on defense. Now Bridges pulls up, free throw line jumper, missed it. So Giannis hit a couple clutch free throws, and then Bridges a clutch jumper. Both miss on their last shots, and we remain deadlocked at 117 with 3.5 minutes to play here in the fourth. Got a good one brewing here in Brooklyn. Middleton on the top of the arc, takes it down low. Now a couple of head fakes, gets his man in the air, puts the shot up, no good, but he was fouled. Lonnie Walker took the bait. And Chris Middleton will step to the line. This is that spot. If you can find a way to get to the free throw line in these crunch time situations, it's something we have documented time and again. Outside of Giannis, there was really no one for the Bucks to do this previously until Damian Lillard entered the fray. Lillard has added to that, and now Middleton earns a trip to the line where he sticks the first of two. Bucks back ahead by a point. New player coming in for Brooklyn. That's Royce O'Neal checking in. He'll replace Simmons, who takes a seat. Bring in a little more offense now for the Nets. It's amazing the Nets can be this good offensively with a guy who is essentially a non-factor on the offensive end of things in Ben Simmons. At least from a scoring standpoint, he can pass the ball well, and he's a good screen setter. But when it comes to filling it up, he does not bring a whole lot to the dance party. Portis comes into the game now for the Bucks. He replaces Brook Lopez with 3:21 to go. Now Middleton to make it a two-point lead. His shot, it's good. So Chris Middleton, 13 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. He has hit 5 of his 8 shots from the floor, and he is now 2 for 2 at the stripe. Bucks by 2. Nets with the basketball. It's in the hands of Cam Thomas, who has scored 39 points tonight. He's working on Portis. He attacks inside, goes right by everybody, missed the shot, but there's the late whistle on the foul. Thomas is going to the line where he's hit 3 of 4 tonight, 39 points. He has been a human wrecking ball on the offensive end. He's hit 15 of 27 shots, 6 of 13 from beyond the arc, and he's always had that potential to get going, but this season early, he's been outstanding. Mentioned it. Started the season with 3 consecutive 30-point games, first to do it at such a young age since Shaquille O'Neal did at that 22 years young, knocks down the first free throw, but he had 40-plus in 3 consecutive games a season ago and 4 40-point games last year. He's got one tonight now as he hits the first free throw. So another one coming to tie this game. So with Mark, our 9th tie of the night. He touches all net on both. And we are deadlocked. Adrian Griffin's going to use a timeout. Bucks will still have 2 to use here with 3:02 remaining now in this fourth quarter, a game that has seen Milwaukee lead by as many as 9, Brooklyn lead by as many as 10, both here in the second half. Hey, Bucks fans, if you're looking to score tickets to see these guys in person, score your tickets to championship-caliber Milwaukee Bucks basketball and be there for every action-packed moment. With a full and half-season memberships, you can get customizable ticket packages and more. There is a seat for you at Fiserv Forum. Find a plan that works for your schedule and budget at bucks.com/seat for you. We've had some fun ones here early this year, particularly fun when you can play these close games and win the game. That has been the Bucks' fortune so far, coming into this game 3-2, playing only their second road game of the season here tonight. Of course, losing in Toronto last week in what was a low point in the early going of the season when they were really wiped off the court, just never really had. The only thing they did well is shoot free throws in that game. Outside of that, that was about it. Brooklyn had won 3 straight before losing to the Celtics in a game they were down by just 2 late. They played very close throughout that one, even though they were in the midst of a back-to-back. While the Celtics were rested with a major rest advantage going into that one. Snapped a 3-game win streak for the Nets, but they're trying to get things going again before they see James Harden and the Clippers coming up on Wednesday night. No games tomorrow night. Get out there and vote. The NBA on voting day will not have any action tomorrow. Here comes Milwaukee with a basketball. Lillard going to fire up a 3. Just missed. Oh, Dame had the shot he was looking for. We remain tied. Damian has just not been able to get his shots to fall again tonight. 5 of 15. Even on these nights, he's filled it up, though, late previously. Tonight, he's missed both his shots here in the final 5 minutes. Cam Thomas trying to get the lead back. Step back 3 on the way. Back iron strong. Rebounds up in the air. Crowder jousting for it. Fights it and gets it away from Bridges, and the Bucks have it going the other direction. Chance to get the lead, 2:27 to go now. Giannis, Middleton, Crowder, Lillard, and Portis for Milwaukee. Middleton slings it across the court. Gets it to Lillard. He'll feed to Giannis. Giannis spins through everybody and plunges it down. Oh, baby, what a play. The Greek Freak taking charge here. Lady's got 11 points here in the fourth. Brooklyn goes the other way. Here's Thomas at the top of the arc. 2:02 remaining now. Bucks by two. Thomas drives on Portis, puts the shot up and in with a right-hand floater off the window. One playmaker after another. The Bucks have seen more than they can handle here tonight from Cam Thomas. That's going to be a challenge for Milwaukee this season, those high-scoring guards. It has been early this year. Middleton on the near wing, tied again, puts up a contested shot, and he splashes it through. Simmons was right where he wanted to be, but cash money Middleton making the play. Two-point lead for Milwaukee now with 1:34 remaining. Mikal Bridges the other way, attacks on Portis. He pulls up, his jumper rattles through. Got a friendly roll there. Shot looked like it was going to be too strong, but it hangs on the rim and drops. Even again, the 11th tie of the night. 1:23 apiece, Middleton on the right wing. Defended by Finney-Smith. Gets it to Giannis, rolling down low. He'll lay it in up close. Well, the Greek Freak now sitting with 13 points here in the fourth. He's got 36 for the game. Brooklyn the other way down by two. Shot for shot, these two teams matching each other. Bridges has it in his hands again. Sends it down low to Royce O'Neal. Passes out. Thomas, the three for the lead. Off the mark. It goes out of bounds. Who'd it touch? It's Milwaukee basketball. Cam Thomas unable to hit that corner three. He's going to be stuck at 43 points right now. He and Bridges both over 30, and with 50.3 seconds to go, the Bucks with a possession in the two-point lead. Here's Dame Lillard. Slowly moves it into the front court. Picked up by Bridges. He'll hand to Middleton. Middleton holds it in his mitts at the top of the arc. He squeezes off a three. Missed it short. Rebound batted out by Crowder, but picked up by Simmons. His long outlet feed. It's a beauty. Gets it underneath. The ball going to be handled, but missed on the shot by Finney-Smith. Giannis got in his way. He recovered, and Milwaukee's got the two-point lead in the ball. Oh, Finney-Smith is going to see that one in his sleep. He had the big man, Giannis, between him and the rim. Couple head fakes, a little too much deliberation, and with that foul, Lillard steps to the line for two shots with 23.7 seconds remaining. Got to make both of these to make it a two-possession game. Still a world of time left in this one. Both teams with two timeouts. Lillard's first of two. Rattles home. Dame has made all seven of his free throws tonight. 18, make it 19 points on that shot. Three-point lead. Portis checks out. Connaughton is in. Lillard's second free throw on the way to make it a four-point lead for the Bucks. Studies the rim. Free throw missed. Oh my. Damian Lillard, a rare miss at the free throw line, and it's still a one possession game. Timeout Brooklyn as they corral the rebound. But Damian Lillard, who does not miss frequently, misses that one, and Brooklyn will have an opportunity to tie this with a three-pointer. And again, this is a Brooklyn team that is certainly no stranger to making three-pointers. This group coming into this game here tonight had shot 40% in each of the last five games from distance and have hit 15 or more three-pointers all three games, the last three they've played. And that includes tonight. When you look at the ledger, the Nets have connected on 16 of their 44 threes. Royce O'Neal with four of them, and Cam Thomas has led the charge with six. He missed one last time to the line, last time on the up the court, but you certainly don't bank on him missing again. By the way, if you're wondering, for Damian Lillard, that was just his fourth free throw that he has missed this season on his now 55 tries. Made the first, missed the second. And Brooklyn is in a position to tie with a three-pointer. One timeout to use still for the Nets. Two for the Bucks. And here are the lineups. Milwaukee comes with Lillard, Giannis, Crowder, Middleton, and Connaughton. For the Nets, they'll bring out a combination of Cam Thomas, Bridges, Finney-Smith, Ben Simmons, and Royce O'Neal. The Nets in black, the Bucks in white. Fans rise to their feet here at Barclays Center. Inbound pass, it's sent to Bridges. He's defended by Middleton. Can the Bucks get the stop? Cam Thomas circles it down low, challenges. Giannis blocked the shot. Rebound controlled by the Greek Freak. He's been on both sides of the court, dominating here in the fourth quarter. And Milwaukee's going to have it with a foul called going the other way with 12.2 seconds to go. The closer had been Dame each of the last two games. Here's the problem for opponents. Now you've got two all-NBA players to worry about late in games. Giannis says, it's my turn to control this thing, and he has done so on both ends of the floor tonight. Free throw on the way from Lillard. He knocks it down. Another free throw on the way for Dame Lillard. He has made it a two-possession game on that shot. Well, how about that? Giannis, it was in a transition situation before when Dorian Finney-Smith had an opportunity down low. Giannis got in the way of him. Now he gets in the way of that potentially huge shot up close. Second free throw is good from Lillard. Bucks by five. Here comes Brooklyn walking the dog up the court. 12 seconds to go. A drive inside. Thomas, they'll concede the dunk to him. And with 8.4 seconds left, it's still a three-point game. Bucks still need to get the ball inbounded, and they're going to use a timeout here to advance it. 8.4 seconds to go. Giannis Antetokounmpo tonight. He has played well throughout the years against this Brooklyn team, against the Nets, who he has averaged better than 25.5 points a game. The second highest scoring rate in his career against any opponent. Tonight, 36 points, 12 rebounds. They've only got him for two blocks officially, but I suspect he may have another one coming if they look back at this. 15 points, though, in the fourth quarter for Cam Thomas, but he may have to settle for 45 points tonight in a loss, unless his team can come up with a steal here or potentially force a trip to the line where the Bucks come away empty-handed. But in crunch time, Milwaukee has continued to make plays. While we got a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
So it's going to be Milwaukee basketball as the Bucks tonight have ridden double-digit scoring from seven different players tonight, including Cam Payne, Pat Connaughton, 11 points and 10 points respectively, Portis 11 points off the bench, Crowder with 14, and then from your starters, 36 from Giannis, 21 from Dame, and 15 from Middleton. So the inbound pass coming from Connaughton on the near sideline. He will send it in with 8.4 seconds remaining here at Barclays Center. Milwaukee will still have another timeout to use. Both teams are in the penalty. Connaughton going to send it way into the backcourt where it's caught by Crowder. Crowder going to dribble it a couple times, and then he got fouled, I believe. Or did they call a timeout? It was a foul, yep. Royce O'Neal gets called for the foul. So Crowder is going to go to the free throw line. And for Crowder, he's only attempted five free throws this season. It's an interesting person to put it in his hands. He's gone 3 for 5. So Jay to the line. A career 78% free throw shooter. And his first free throw is no good strong. Oh, my. With 5.9 seconds left, this becomes a critical free throw. The Nets still have a timeout to use, so they can advance the ball if he misses this free throw. And all of a sudden, it is game on. So Jay Crowder, who was completely locked in, has hit his first three three-pointers again tonight, but has cooled off since. 4 of 9 from beyond the arc tonight for Crowder. Brook Lopez is going to check into the game. He replaces Pat Connaughton. They want his size out here for one last stretch. perhaps even for a rebound. Hopefully you don't have to deal with a rebound. Crowder bounces it three times, spins it in his hands. The free throw is good. So Crowder knocks down the second free throw, and it is back to a two-possession game. That is exactly what the Bucks needed. Made things interesting, missing that first one, but knocks down the second, and now Brooklyn spends its last time out of the game. And Milwaukee will just concede this bucket. You would have to think, you would have to hope that that's what they would do. But for Giannis Antetokounmpo, 13 here in the fourth, as part of